All right, thanks so much, Margo. Monday Nights Rock on X-Ray. This is going to be a laced punch, and we got punk and hardcore coming up, and I have a guest tonight, Andrew.
Hey.
Andrew Stromstead.
Nice to see you again, Matt.
Yeah, and he's in lots of great Portland bands. KXRY Portland. Yes, that was Crier. Crier is one of Andrew's band. Do you go by Andy or Andrew?
I don't care, either one.
I feel more comfortable calling you Andrew.
Go for it.
Do you know where I met you?
Yeah, we met at the Ming Lounge, the Republic.
Yes, so Andrew does karaoke sometimes at Ming Lounge, and what's your show called?
What's the karaoke called? Yeah. Scaryoke.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
We can talk about karaoke. Yeah, I love talking about karaoke. Are
you allowed to... wasn't it hush-hush for a little bit there at Ming's?
It's hush-hush still, yeah. We don't actually do karaoke at Ming's Lounge. We just talk about it.
I wish that you would promote it more so I would know, and so more people would come.
I would love to, but we need as few people as possible to come, so...
Now, you've described what karaoke is like there before. Tell me again.
Is it the worst karaoke in Portland? which makes it the best karaoke in Portland?
It is. Yeah. I think that you said that it's gross and awesome.
Yeah, it's both. It's all those things. I love that bar so much. I love Michael and Heather that run it over there. They're some of my favorite people here.
I love when they have gigs there, like big punk gigs. Yeah. Those hardcore gigs with those crazy kids.
Yeah.
Like trying to tear up the place.
Oh, it's great. It's already torn up too.
With no supervision.
Zero.
I felt like I was like trying to supervise him and try to save this table that I was at.
Did it work?
It was like the third table back, and they wanted to break all of them.
They haven't yet, though. They're still there. You can still sit at them.
All right. So, Crier just played. You got lots of bands. You just played on Saturday. Where was that at?
That was at High Watermark with Temple, Nick's Division, and Datura from the Seattle area.
That's pretty killer. Yeah. We play all those songs on here. Let's just get to another song here, I guess.
Okay.
We're gonna hear Devo Death. Wait. Let's talk about Devo Death. Now, you guys only come around during Halloween time?
Yeah, it's kind of a seasonal thing. We got a show on Valentine's Day at a Coffin Club, so that's kind of a special occasion.
Oh man, you're gonna have to add something lovely.
Yeah, but Devo Death is originally supposed to be a combination between Christian Death and Devo, like just like a gothy dark Devo.
And that's with your bandmate Lenny,
yeah,
from Atriarch.
From Atriarch and Crier, and Max from Atriarch and Crier, and Antioch Arrow, and Sold, which I'm going to play tonight too, and Weltus, I'm going to play some of that. And then our friend Daniel, who's in Masonique, and he's got his own solo thing called Gang Radio, which is really cool.
Okay, so you picked out Ghoul You Want. Are we ready to rock it?
Let's do it.
All right. Lace Punch.
It's six, right, seven.
All right, I'm here with Andrew. What did we just hear?
That was Sold. Smells Like Adults and Dystopia. That record just came out last year. It's called Sad Sight for Sore Eyes.
Did you record them?
I recorded it and mixed it, yeah.
Okay, tell me about that band.
Oh, they're that once again, that's Max that plays with me and Atriarch and all those other ones. And then you've got Corey, who is in Bar and Neighborhood Stars, Honduran, and Josh from Angel Hair, the VSS, Rabbits, a bunch of bands.
We heard two songs there. We heard...
Yeah, that was two songs.
And Smells Like Adults. All right, yeah. You said that. All right, Andrew. So what subject are we talking about next? What song are we hearing next?
We're going to hear... This is my buddy Josh in Alaska. We used to play in bands back in the early 2000s, and he's got this group called The Leg Child, and he makes just really short punk rock songs that are fun.
You're from Alaska?
Yeah.
How long have you been in Portland?
Since 2006.
So like 19 years, eh?
Something like that. That's good math.
Huh. What did you move down here for?
No reason, really.
I'm just like, because it's like a big city, and yeah. Was it for punk?
There's not a lot of, nothing against Alaska, but it can be a difficult place to you know, make music and play shows, so.
Do you know the karaoke from Hell people?
Yeah.
Like Tal and Brian, they're from Alaska.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Have you ever went and sang there at karaoke from Hell?
Yeah, it's fun.
I've done it 100 times, yeah. But I'm done with that. All right. What was it?
The Leg Child.
Let's rock it. What are we gonna hear? What song?
The song's called GED.
Okay, and remember, we have Andrew from Crier, Atriarch, Devo Death, Poison Idea, in here tonight. Thanks so much for coming in. Rip it.
Fuck.
Whoa. all stupid lies. Nothing but misery and sorrow. People tell me that you get what you give. I've never gave a shit. I've never gave a shit. That's no way to live. That's no way to live.
Thanks, Matt. That was, first one was Jerry A. and the Kings of Oblivion. And the second one that you just heard was Three Bells Chime by Black Beacon.
You are one of the current members of Poison Idea. Is it a band still?
Yeah, whatever that means right now. I don't know. You'll have to talk to Jerry about that one when he comes in.
Have you played as the band Poison Idea with them before? As the band Poison Idea?
We did back in 2018 to 2020 when we did that Europe tour and the Japan tour. And we did a few select dates in the States.
Did you play with Chris Carey?
I did, yeah.
R.I.P.
We played in a few bands together. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so has Jerry A. and the Kings of Oblivion, have they played in Portland before?
I don't think so. Maybe they have. You'd have to ask him about that too.
And that's just with has one new EP, right?
Mm-hmm. That came out not too long ago.
A pretty killer. How did you get to meet Jerry and hone your guitar skills for that kind of?
Chris Carey. Chris Carey got me in.
Right on.
Yeah.
So did you have you toured with them? I think that I saw that you toured with Black Beacon.
Yeah, we did a kind of a short thing in Spain and Basque Country last summer.
Oh, you have your passport then.
I've got to get a new one pretty soon, but yeah, it exists.
Yeah, you need it just in case we got to get out of here in any moment.
Oh man, I got a boat.
Oh good. Might get bombed though.
I got a raft. I'm good.
So did you guys behave yourself in Spain?
Not really. I mean, yeah. Yeah and no.
Did you have to keep Jerry in check?
No. No, Jerry's the one keeping us in check.
Have you read his books?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty crazy.
They're definitely up there in my top favorite musical autobiographies because he doesn't hold back. He just lets it rip, you know.
What's the book called?
Black Hearts for Blue.
Fade Blue?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Fade Blue. Black Heart Fades Blue.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for tipping. Yeah, the first one's great, and I like them all, but the last one is just all about heroin. It's just, like, too depressing.
Yeah, it's rock and roll.
All right, we're listening to songs that Andrew has recorded and bands that he's in. Andrew Strumstead, and this is Laced Punch. We're on every Monday at 10 p.m. That's weekly, and you could listen to all of the older episodes with other guests. We have guests every couple episodes or whatever, and we're live now. Hey, so what are we listening to next, Andrew?
We're gonna listen to I Am the Intimidator.
Okay, let's talk about that band too.
Okay.
So, what is NASCAR metal?
It's NASCAR metal.
Are you meant to be taken seriously?
I mean, it's definitely tongue in cheek, but there are elements of real life and there are fantasy elements as well. So, I mean, it's really up to you when you listen to it, if it's serious or not.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Are you a NASCAR fan?
I used to be a really big NASCAR fan, and I went from NASCAR to hockey when I was a kid, and then I left both of those behind. But I still have a little space in my heart for racing. I have a big space in my heart for Dale Earnhardt, which is what this record's about.
Well, let's rock it. What song are we listening to?
It's called Gasoline.
Okay, X-Ray FM.
Whoa! We'll be right back.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
Yeah, David. is hard. My only man is sweet song of day. From the end there was no bottom to fall through. Skin and burning flesh beating my head in sight. In my dying breath I sing to my own white audience. To myself I'm crying the sweet song of death. From the end of time there was no bottom to fall through. Skin and burning flesh beating my head in sight. In my dying breath I sing to my own white audience. To myself I'm crying the sweet song of death.
And this is Masonique, X-Ray FM. Andrew.
That was Masonique with As the World Burns. Before that was Burning in the God Star by Warden. And before that was Wrought Iron Rude, Holy Mother of War.
A couple of records there, too. So what do you want to say about these bands?
Wrought Iron Rude was the last thing Chris Carey did, who was in Poison Idea, Defiance, Skull Splitter. He was writing those songs, and then his bandmates Niff and Braden and Dylan, they recorded that, and I mixed and mastered it.
Well, that's pretty sweet. How about Procrastinators?
Did you
get that new record?
I did not, but
oh yeah. Well, again, Chris Carey, loved him. Rest in peace. Chris Carey was a longtime Poison Idea member. Maybe like 10 years or 15 even.
Yeah, maybe even longer than that, yeah. Long time.
You have a recording studio, and you record bands, and you're employable, right?
Yeah, come on by. as long as you like things to sound, you know, I'm not a big fan of crisp recordings. I kind of like things to be chaotic sounding. So if you're into that, I'm your guy.
And you work right in here in town, right? Portland?
Yeah, I'm in Canton. Come on by.
I think we're going to be listening to Vueltas later. I've been...
Yeah.
When is Vueltas coming out?
I think they just secured a vinyl release.
Like with the label?
Yeah. I think someone down in California is doing it. But I've also heard they might be having somebody in Europe do it. So time will tell.
Okay, we'll get back to Vueltas.
Yeah.
All right, so your studio is called Miserable Pyre.
Yeah, everything's called Miserable Pyre.
And that's the record.
Record label. It's the name of the studio.
You do get records pressed?
I've only done it once so far.
Like right in town here, maybe?
No. Last time I did it, I went through whatever that place in the Czech Republic is. Yeah.
Is it affordable?
I guess.
I want to check it out.
Kind of.
Do you release tapes?
I've done some self-release tapes where I dub them myself, and I've also had a couple releases, put together by Cryptic Carousel in New York. So yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Right on. All right. So what do we got coming up? Is this one of the bands that you've recorded?
Yeah, I recorded in... mix this one. This is a band called Couch Street. They're from here, and the drummer Chris, we used to play in a band back in Alaska like 20 something years ago. And this is more of a power pop song, and a little different from what we're about, you know, what we've been hearing all night. But I love this song. I think it's amazing.
We welcome all types of music on this punk show.
Awesome.
Okay, Andrew Stromstad, hit it. Oh wait, well, this is Couch Street. Let's rock it.
Thank you.
Yes, Walters. See? It's easy. To hear that. That was New Vueltas.
It's pretty rad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I love Vueltas.
Yeah, me too.
Maria's great.
Yep.
Zia, of course.
Yeah, Zia's playing guitar on this record, and Zia's got a new band called Untuck, U-N-T-U-Q.
Zia will be back. They texted me today about Untuck recording some songs soon.
Cool, I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah, Zia is not currently in Vueltas. I wonder if they'll be back, but Mark Arce has taken over at guitar.
And he's great, too.
And your friend Max,
yep,
right?
Yep, Max, my band brother, I guess.
And then before
and before that was, I'm working on that record right now. That's All Out. That's Jeff Walter, who I was playing in PI with. That song's called Loud, Fast, and Rude, and I got some work to do on that, but I wanted to throw that out here just so people could hear it, because they haven't put a record out in what? It's been like 20 years?
Don't say we never have premieres on this show. That was two premieres.
Yeah.
And we got another one coming up soon, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to do another one. I'm going to play, this is the first song that plays on the new I Am the Intimidator 2 Inferno that I'm working on right now. This is still demo quality, but it's pretty tough.
Song premiere.
Yeah, it's called Abandon.
Let's rip it. It's Andrew Strumstead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been waiting for that one too.
Yeah, that's the new Atriarch. That's hopefully going to come out within the next year. I got to finish doing a little bit more mixing on it, but it's getting close.
Killer.
Before that was the new I Am the Intimidator, where Dale Earnhardt is in Dante's Inferno and has to find his way out of hell with Virgil and Dante. And they speak Latin, and he doesn't speak Latin. So there's a big communication problem on what they're supposed to do. So there's a lot of confusion.
Are you ever worried about them coming after you? Do you use his name like on the?
I don't, not specifically, and I'm not going to in the art that I'm doing, but it's heavily implied. So, and if they come after me, that's great. I hope they do.
Yeah, let them.
But it's all in respect. Like it's not, like I said, it's tongue in cheek, but it's cool as hell.
Seems like you're building quite a following with that.
Yeah, a lot of people liked it.
You play a bunch of gigs already?
We did a mini tour last year, and it was great. Little Pacific Northwest. We play shows every now and then. We're playing next month at High Watermark on the 20th. Yeah.
On the 20th.
Or 21st, one of those.
What are their bands?
With Silver Talon and oh my gosh, I'm sorry guys. I forgot.
Okay, Andrew, thanks so much for coming in. We have guests sometimes. Any last words? Real quick here.
Abolish ICE.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., KXLY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to X-Ray FM, KXLY Portland at 91.1 and our 107.1 FMs and on the coast in Salem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. Breathe slowly. Just take a moment away from hating your MAGA parents. Hi, this is DDD, JJJ666, and this is Hipsters Suck. And oops, all Magnolia Bouvier this month. It's Language Lessons 4 with Magnolia Bouvier.
Hey, this is Magnolia Bouvier, and we are going to start it off with Jacqueline Taïb, and this is called Ce soir je m'en vais.
Ce soir je m'en vais, hélas il est fini. Le beau voyage à Londres, demain je serai à Paris. Je sens mon cœur si lourd. J'ai envie de pleurer et je ne peux pas croire que maintenant je dois m'en aller de ce pays, retrouver mon ancienne vie, quelques souvenirs de plus et le nom de quelques rues, les derniers disques parus. Je suis sur le quai, le bateau va partir. J'agite mon mouchoir mais je n'arrive pas à sourire. Mes amis sont venus, on prend quelques photos qui rappelleront le temps de mes vacances finies. C'était trop beau. Si vous venez à Paris, on s'amusera bien. Reste dans ton coin, tu m'appelles pour me dire que tu aimerais bien pouvoir tout laisser et partir. Goodbye my love, goodbye, je ne t'oublierai pas. Et quand je reviendrai à Londres, ce sera surtout pour toi. Dans ton pays merveilleux, nous avons été heureux. Goodbye, my love, goodbye. Je ne t'oublierai pas.
Goodbye, my love, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Meu pai Xangô, o meu pai Xangô é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai.
Meu pai Xangô, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai.
Protege teu filho,
meu filho,
Oba de Xangô, seu Oba Ogum, Onde Coi, que tanto precisa,
precisa de ti,
pra canto compor, pra canto cantar, o canto em louvor, das graças da flor, da terra do povo e do mar da Bahia. Meu pai Xangô, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai. Protege teu filho Caíme, Dorival Obá, Onicoi e Estela Caíme, a mãe de Dori. De Nanei Danilo, que é musa e mulher, que é amor e amiga, e Estela e estrela, da minha cantiga amor recebi. Você deu Oba Onicoi, por não merecer ser merecedor de tanta Estela, estrela de amor. Ai.
Meu pai Xangô, é meu pai Xangô, é meu pai. 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 É meu pai Xangô, é meu pai.
On se demande pourquoi tout le monde est fou de moi. Ce n'est pas compliqué, voilà la vérité. On se demande pourquoi tout le monde est fou de moi. Ce n'est pas compliqué, voilà.